Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 12:08. You're listening to News Talk A30 WCCO Radio. Don't forget Linnea and Tom and Fiona and Fanshawn. The show is only on for 30 more minutes. And then after that, we've got a Twins pregame. And then, of course, the Twins game is right here, just as it should be. We've got you locked. Keep it here for your entire afternoon of Twins. Now, this next guest, he looked to former President Barack Obama for proof that he could one day be president. Now, he's the University of Minnesota's first Somali-American student body president. Abdulaziz Muhammad sometimes felt like he was growing up between two worlds, but he found his voice in student government. Abdulaziz, thank you so much for joining the Shaletta Show, and congratulations, young man.
Yes, Shaletta, thank you so much for having me. I really do appreciate it.
Tell me what this experience is like. I mean, you know, me being an elder in our community here in the Twin Cities, I understand the magnitude of this, seeing your face and looking at your body of work and you being an example for young, you know, Somali American and African American kids who are thinking about going to the U.S. and yes, he looks like me and he's doing something that I want to do one day, giving hope to so many kids. Has that sunk in for you yet?
Yeah, you know, it's beginning to sink in, especially after that article was published. You know, it's such an honor to be elected as student body president at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities. And most folks don't know that the University of Minnesota has over 35,000 plus undergraduate students. So one of the largest student populations in the country. And to be student body president of that magnitude is really an honor. And to be the first Somali American student body president as well, with Minneapolis being, you know, having the largest Somali population outside of the country of Somalia itself, you know, I recognize that, you know, a diversity of perspective and thoughts and opinion in a seat like this and representation too is going to bolster the opportunity for change for students this upcoming year. And I really look forward to doing that.
Now, tell me what this process is like, because I was talking to Devin during the commercial break and he was talking to you and he was like, my God, he was telling me about the process of getting elected as student body president. And it's very interesting.
Yeah. So especially this year with it being online, you know, the process was very, very long. We had the opportunity in the spring to announce our campaign, me and my vice president. And then afterwards, we were able to campaign to different student groups and different students in general on Zoom, just talking about, you know, why we're running and then our platform, too. And then in April, late April, there's a week where we're able to have students vote for different candidates on the ballot. And in late April is when we found out that we won. And it was, you know, so amazing to be able to hear from different students, you know, their wants and needs for this upcoming year, and how, you know, what we, our message and what we are saying really resonated with them. And I think that especially as we're emerging from the pandemic, there is real opportunity for change on campus, because a lot of issues that were exacerbated by the pandemic are still going to be with us. And that's all the more reason why we need to work on things like food insecurity, housing insecurity, safety, and mental health. Those are largely the things that we talked about in the campaign and we'll look at doing this upcoming year.
Now, you're 20 years old right now, but take me back to when you were 7 years old. You were sitting on the couch with your father watching then-President Barack Obama. And you asked your dad, could I be president one day? You really believed you could. Tell me about that experience.
Yeah, so one of my earliest political memories was sitting down on my couch with my dad watching Meet the Press. And Colin Powell was on, where he was endorsing then-candidate Barack Obama. And, you know, there was comments about, you know, was President Barack Obama Muslim? And Colin Powell said, well, the correct answer is he's not Muslim. He's Christian. But the really right answer is, what if he is? You know, is there something wrong with being Muslim in this country? The answer is no, that's not America. Is there something wrong with some seven-year-old Muslim American kid believing that he or she could be president? And when I looked at my dad, I truly felt that Colin Powell was speaking to me. And ever since then, you know, growing up, I dressed up as Barack Obama during Halloween. I read his book, Dreams from My Father, and he was a larger-than-life figure to me. And although, you know, his story seemed like an odyssey, it was also something that was relatable to me. And if I ever had the chance to meet President Barack Obama, you know, I would tell him that if his goal was to inspire the next generation of leaders, then he certainly succeeded.
Wow. Oh, you just gave me chill bumps. You know, his wife shouted me out on Twitter, so I'm going to see what I can do. I can't make any promises, Abdulaziz, but I'm going to see what I can do for you, because you know, you have just been, had an amazing journey yourself. You've been a pioneer for racial representation before now. Talk to me about your journey in getting to this point.
Yeah, so I grew up in Woodbury, but attended the Stillwater School District during the week. And for folks who don't know Stillwater, you know, the Stillwater School District, that, you know, it is 90% white since its founding in the 1800s. And, you know, growing up in the Stillwater school system, I didn't really see that many people who looked like me. And I also grew up on the weekends in Minneapolis, where I attended the mosque. And, you know, when I grew up in these two different communities, I never really felt, you know, completely myself in both of them. And it felt like, you know, the admission to one was a rejection of the other. And growing up, I really had to learn, you know, what is my identity? Who am I? And how can I be that all the time? And, you know, I think that is something that is not necessarily new. It isn't something that is just a story of myself, but it's a story of a lot of students of color and people of color growing up in this country. And to be able to be elected as student body president of the University of Minnesota Twin Cities, you know, I really want to show them that, you know, if they work hard enough, they can truly be in a lot of these seats and really have the opportunity to represent people of all different walks of life and experiences.
And, you know, the one thing I love about you, Abdulaziz, is that kids can relate to you. You know, my son loves you because you're like Hot Cheetos. My daughter likes you because you listen to Beyonce. And, you know, you're trying, but you're not too good at video games, which is, you know, kind of like my 8-year-old Brandon. And, you know, a lot of times we see these people who accomplish things like you've accomplished, and you think, you know, the kids who are watching, well, you know, that's him, and he's so special, and I could never do that. But you are so relatable to so many kids who are looking up to you. You know, how do you stay so down to earth when you have accomplished such a great feat?
Yeah, you know, when I always look to my parents. You know, my parents immigrated from Somalia, fleeing the Somali Civil War. And, you know, they really taught me, you know, to always find your place and to try to be as useful to as many people as possible. And that's, you know, the principle that I try to live with to this day. Knowing that it isn't about myself, you know, it's about, the people that I'm hoping to make an impact for. And I also look towards faith. You know, I'm a Muslim, you know, I pray every single day. I look to my faith, as solace. And, it is something that really humbles me, to be able to know that, you know, I'm working towards something that's much larger than myself. And to think about all these different things certainly helps keep me down to earth. And I hope that I can continue doing this.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I know you've got a lot going on because it's Saturday afternoon, but I'm going to ask you to stick around with me for one more segment because, Abdulaziz, what I want to talk to you about is your work behind the scenes. People see you. They see you in this new role. They see the platform that you have. But what they don't know is all the work you've been doing, volunteering behind the scenes, food distributions, and everything you're doing to make the community better. I want to talk to you about that when we come back.
It's your thing. Do what you want to do.
It's 1222. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It's the Shaletta Show, sponsored by Otto Bremer Trust. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of the show. So honored to be talking to Abdulaziz Mohammed. He is the first Somali American student body president at the University of Minnesota. And Abdulaziz, you know, you remind me of Barack Obama, but when I think about you, I think about my father-in-law's childhood friend, John Lewis. Because decades before John Lewis got into politics, he was working behind the scenes. Voter registration and sit-ins and desegregating and bus boycotts and marches where he was protesting and being beaten within an inch of his life, jailed just for basic human rights. And then he became a politician. And I look at you, and even at 20 years old, you have been working a very long time behind the scenes at the Somali Multi-Service Center, volunteering, food donations and distribution. You've been doing that a while. So it's not just that you want to get into politics to be out front or to have that platform, but you're really all about changing and making the community better, aren't you?
Right. No, you're absolutely correct. And I'm really happy you mentioned John Lewis because, you know, through learning about President Barack Obama when I was a kid, you know, I also had the chance to learn that, you know, him becoming president wasn't naturally occurring. You know, it's the work that was being done by a lot of Black folks through organizing and mobilizing in the past, specifically in the civil rights movement. John Lewis was, before he ended up becoming a congressperson, you know, he was someone who was the face of student activism, right? He was one of the members of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. You know, he was a freedom rider. And you're absolutely correct that, you know, a lot of the change that happens in politics, you know, it does come through government and policy, but, you know, it's also through the work that's done behind the scenes, right? Through community, specifically when it comes to civil disobedience and direct action. And, you know, I'm someone who, especially last summer, participated in a lot of protests. You know, just last month, 2 months ago in May, as you mentioned before, I helped you know, volunteer at the Somali Multi Service, distributing, you know, food donations in a van for distribution. In Stillwater, you know, I am a board member on the Stillwater Area Community Foundation, which has the general responsibility of helping solving emerging community problems by providing financial resources to individuals, families, and businesses. This act of community is something that's really personal to me, and is a principle that I try to carry with myself, because I think a lot of the change that happens is at the local familial level through communities, and it informs a lot of the, you know, different opinions and thoughts that I have. And I'm really glad that you mentioned that.
Now, before I let you go, I have to ask you, because I'm raising a teenage son, and it's no easy feat, Abdulaziz, I have to tell you, as a parent. And whenever I have parents, like I was talking to Pete Najarian, I said, give me one tip that you did as a parent to raise good, productive citizens. Tell me one thing, if you had one thing that your parents did for you, Abdulaziz, that put you on the right path, that made you the man that you are today, what one lesson did they teach you, one thing that they did for you that you'd want other parents to know about that helped you be strong in the face of everything that you're dealing with and help you to be who you are?
You know, I think that one thing that my parents always instilled with me is the importance of education, specifically reading. Reading opens up doors. Reading books open up doors to a number of different things in the world. It allows you to be able to take in a lot of, you know, it allows you to be able to take in a lot of different perspectives, and it allows you to become more knowledgeable. I try to read every single day. Right now, I'm actually reading James Baldwin's No Name in the Street, which was a novel that precedes the Fire Next Time, popular by James Baldwin. You know, the act of reading is something that my parents always said was really important, because it's that step to education, right? And to be able to educate yourself, to be an informed citizen, is something that's really important. And I would tell your kid to always try to read every single day and try to soak up as much knowledge as possible. Because, you know, our days are short in this world. I think we tend to forget that all too often. I think he's lucky to have a parent like you. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for having me on here.
Well, you tell your parents thank you so much for the work that they have done in you. When I see your success, I see them. And as a parent, I'm always proud when I see other people's kids doing well. So thank you for the work that you are doing. We will be following your journey, and we're going to have you back on the show soon. Okay. Congratulations, young man.
Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.